from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers towards children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." The angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace from before others." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I know many of you have worked a long day today, perhaps rushed to get here, so you'd like to probably get to confession and go home. So I do have a few brief words to you, because I think the message in this gospel today is important for perhaps many of us. I know certainly for me, who tends to have a stubborn streak in him, you know, one that I try to get rid of, but just doesn't seem to want to go away. Zechariah, I can relate to here. You know who they were, Zechariah and Elizabeth, right? They were the mother and father of John the Baptist. And this is the angel Gabriel bringing the good news of the conception and subsequent birth of John from Elizabeth, Zechariah's wife, who was barren and advanced in years. They were, bottom line, they were good people. The gospel tells us in so many words, our focus today is on Zechariah, but they were both righteous people. When the gospel calls you righteous, you're doing good.
That means you're getting it by righteousness, means doing the revealed will of God. But it shows how even for a good person, a righteous person, their stubbornness and self-will could in many ways be their downfall until they repent. So, wonderful words for a penance service today. A superficial reading of this gospel makes it sound like the angel is punishing Zechariah because he dared to ask a question. But careful examination shows that that is not the case, especially when you contrast the words of the same angel Gabriel to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He too brings to her astonishing news that she will conceive and bear a son. Her response is one of faith. She says to the angel, "How can this be as I do not know man?" In other words, how can this be as I am a consecrated virgin? You see, she accepted the word of the angel as true, as being revealed from God, and simply wondered, how could this possibly happen? And the angel explains to her those words we know so well. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Look at Zechariah. When the angel essentially gives the same message to him, what is his response? His response is one of doubt and questioning. How do I know this to be true? You have to give me proof, essentially, is what he's saying. And because he refused to listen to that angelic messenger sent by God, his refusal to listen made him deaf. He was unable to hear. His refusal to do as the angel said until he had proof made him mute. Couldn't speak. Until he repented of his attitude and did as the Lord had commanded. Until he asked for forgiveness and repented of his stubbornness. See, that's the lesson for me in there tonight. And I hope maybe some of you can share that. There are all times, many times, all of us, we have times when we think we have a better idea for our life or the life of whatever than God has for us. And we stubbornly insist on doing things our way, rather than submitting to the will of God, as did the Blessed Virgin Mary. So as we go to confession tonight, let us ask ourselves, in what way am I deaf? In what way am I mute? How am I not listening? Or how am I disobeying that which is revealed to me by God? And then, as the hard lesson learned by Zechariah, let go. Let go and let God do his work in us, knowing that his plan for us is infinitely better than our plan for us. So, together, let us stand and examine our conscience. Let us pray.